Something made me think of you. I had a conversation with my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law and her sister are women of faith, and she believes that we may be at the end of days, the time period, which some say may be 7 years, in which signals will come to us that Christ is returning. Now, we're going to be talking about all this craziness from a scientific point of view next week, but I wanted to talk about it from a faith-based point of view, Marvin, and get your take on this. We've had tsunamis and earthquakes and volcano issues, the problems in the Middle East, at many countries there, just a lot of strife going on around the world, and I wanted to get your take on that. Is it possible we're in that period, the end of days?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that the Bible is very clear on is that you know, when people start speculating about, you know, end of days and if this is, are these the last times, even Jesus says in the book of Acts that really I don't want you so much focusing on those things. I want you to focus on sharing the good news. Now, we've had tsunamis. There's been crisis in the Middle East. There have been earthquakes throughout history. You know, are they intensifying now? You know, I think the reason why we see the intensity of, or at least we perceive the intensity, is because we have 24-hour news. We have the internet where we get our information so quickly. So I think people have grabbed the broad scope of these things being able to be seen so readily and saying, wait a minute, could this be the last days? And so there are good people on both sides of the coin saying that there will be, the church will be raptured. That is, that's a $75 word for saying the church, those who believe in Jesus, will be caught up to go to heaven with Jesus before any kind of tribulation begins. And I think the Bible seems to be pretty clear, on that. At least that's the position that I take. So if these are the last days, then I must have missed the rapture, and I believe in Jesus. So,
well, there are 5 points that I found that that Christ said that lead to Christ's return. He said he would come back. It says so in the Bible. There's no doubt, especially if you are a person of faith, that Christ will return, correct?
Right. That's correct.
And looking for the signs, what does Scripture say? What does the Bible say about the signs that will return?
Well, one of the things that we know absolutely certain of is that this gospel has to, before Jesus comes back, this gospel has to go to all the world. And so there are 4.5 billion people who don't know Jesus, and a billion of those who have never, ever heard of Jesus. I'm talking about people who are in remote areas and those kinds of things, and so they've not heard the gospel. And so Jesus said, he says to his disciples that when this gospel has reached the entire world, where everyone has heard, at least heard, not accepted, but heard, then that's when we'll begin, that's when Jesus will return. And because there are so many people who've not heard, so many people who have not had access to the gospel, then that's one of the biggest signs for me, saying that, listen, we still have work to do, and that you know, these things that we're seeing right now, I think it's the earth groaning. This is, Paul says this in Romans, I believe Romans chapter 8, is that all the things that we're seeing right now is really, now we long for Jesus to come back as human beings and as individuals who love Jesus, but this earth groans as well, waiting for Jesus to return. So when we see tsunamis and earthquakes and blizzards and cyclones in Australia, it really is the earth groaning, saying, please come and restore the world to the way, you know, it was before the fall. That is Eden, and so I think we're seeing all of these things. It's just an indication that, you know, the world itself is waiting for Jesus. The earth itself is waiting for Jesus to come back as well.